For Michigan Radio, I'm Lester Graham. The Democrats running for state attorney general represent two wings of the party. Dana Nessel is a self-proclaimed progressive. Pat Miles is more centrist, but he's shifted some of his positions on issues as he's talked to Democrats across the state. We talked to the candidates about their positions on asset forfeiture. Civil asset forfeiture allows law enforcement to seize property when police think it was bought with illegally gotten money, such as drug money. But even if those people are not convicted or even charged with a crime, they have to fight in court to get their assets back.
There were more than 500 people last year that lost assets to the state without even being charged with anything. They weren't even alleged to have done something wrong.
That's Jarrett Skorup with the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. Groups as politically disparate as the Mackinac Center and the American Civil Liberties Union have argued for legislation to restrict civil asset forfeiture in Michigan further.
I'm also one of the few attorneys running for this office that has actually handled dozens of civil asset forfeiture cases.
That's Dana Nessel. She's running for the Democratic nomination for Michigan Attorney General. She's best known as being instrumental in the case that legalized gay marriage nationally. She's also been a prosecutor and a criminal defense attorney. She has strong feelings about civil asset forfeiture.
I truly, honestly believe this to be a violation of due process. What I see all the time is this: people who have never been convicted of a crime, people who have never even been charged with a crime, and, you know, the police get a search warrant, they bust down somebody's door, and they take everything. They take all of their cash, they take their automobiles, if they have any money in a bank account, they freeze and seize that. They have to hire an attorney to basically prove that those assets did not come into their possession as a result of criminal distribution of narcotics.
She says if elected attorney general, her office will not use civil asset forfeiture. But if someone is found guilty in court,
I don't mind criminal asset forfeiture. When you have proven that someone is guilty beyond a reasonable doubt, I think it's absolutely fair game to go after property that was the result of the narcotics distribution or manufacturing.
Her opponent, Pat Miles, most recently worked as U.S. attorney in Michigan's Western District. Prior to that, he was a partner in a Grand Rapids law firm. He specialized in business and cable telecommunications laws. He agrees there are issues with civil asset forfeiture.
I believe that really there's been abuses of asset forfeiture by the law enforcement agencies, and that there are instances where we should be waiting until there's been more evidence brought and more conviction of when assets should be forfeited.
But then he added he still thinks it's an important tool for law enforcement.
There are instances where asset forfeiture is very appropriate, where people are using the proceeds from their criminal conduct in terms of, and they should be, that's what asset forfeiture is about. And so there are instances where it's appropriate to use asset forfeiture.
Before or after conviction?
Before conviction. There are instances where it's appropriate.
Can you give me an idea where that would be the case? Where due process wouldn't matter?
Well, due process should always matter. And so, but there is the instance where assets are forfeited from proceeds of large-scale drug trafficking, from proceeds of embezzlement and other types of cases like that.
We went on to talk about other issues, and at the end of the interview, like I often do, I asked if he had anything to add.
Well, we can go back to the asset forfeiture question if you want. I might have a better soundbite for you.
Okay, that's fine with me. What do you want us to know about asset forfeiture?
Well, I would say that on asset forfeiture, that we should make sure that there's due process before people's assets are taken, and that in all cases, that the law enforcement is not allowed to unilaterally seize assets rather than freeze assets.
That's a little different from what you were saying before.
It is.
This is your position.
That's my position.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just this month, Miles shifted his position on legalization of recreational marijuana, an issue his opponent, Nessel, has championed from the start of her campaign. It will be up to the members of the Michigan Democratic Party Endorsement Convention to make sense of the shifts. They'll meet on April 15th to endorse candidates. I'm Lester Graham, Michigan Radio News.